Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Daubert v. Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1993. The question before the court was, is Frye v. U.S. the appropriate standard for admitting expert scientific evidence in court, or was it the 1975 Federal Rules of Evidence? Facts of the case. Jason Daubert and Eric Schuler were minor children who were born with serious birth defects. Their parents sued Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals in the California State Court and alleged that the birth defects had been caused by prenatal use of Bendectin. After extensive discovery, Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals moved for a summary judgment, alleging that Bendectin did not cause birth defects and that the petitioners would be unable to present any admissible evidence that it did so. Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals submitted an affidavit by Dr. Stephen Lamb, a physician and epidemiologist who was an expert on the risks of exposure from different chemicals. He stated that he had reviewed all of the literature on Bendectin and human birth defects and that no study had found Bendectin to cause birth defects. The parents of Daubert and Schuler did not contest Dr. Lamb's review of the literature, but instead provided the testimony of 8 experts of their own. These experts concluded that Bendectin could cause birth defects and based their conclusions on in vitro or test tube and in vivo live animal studies that found a link between Bendectin and malformations. There were also studies of the chemical structure of Bendectin, and it showed similarities with other substances known to cause birth defects. Finally, the experts did a reanalysis of previously studied epidemiologic data. The district court ruled in favor of Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals and stated that scientific evidence was only permitted as admissible if it had a general acceptance in its field, aka the Frye test, and that the petitioner's evidence did not meet this standard. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed, stating that the epidemiologic reanalysis was, quote, unpublished, not subjected to the normal peer review process, and generated solely for use in litigation, end quote. Holding, the court stated that 1, the general acceptance test in Frye was superseded by the Federal Rules of Evidence, FRE, and thus general acceptance is not a necessary precondition to the admissibility of scientific evidence under FRE. 2, under FRE, a federal trial judge must ensure that any and all scientific testimony or evidence is not only relevant but reliable. And 3, in a federal case involving scientific evidence, evidentiary reliability is based on scientific validity. Reasoning. The court unanimously agreed on the decision. They discussed the federal rules of evidence, particularly Rule 702, which stated that if scientific, technical, or other specialized knowledge will assist the trier of fact to understand the evidence or to determine a fact in issue, a witness qualified as an expert by knowledge, skill, experience, training, or education may testify thereto in the form of an opinion or otherwise. They noted that the rule did not establish general acceptance as a prerequisite to admissibility. The court offered guidelines for admissibility that the trial judge should consider. 1, whether the theory or technique can be or has been tested. 2, has the theory been subject to peer review or publication? Regarding the issue of peer review and publication, the court noted that publication does not necessarily correlate with reliability and that some well-grounded theories have not been published, or that some theories may be too new to have been published. 3, what is the theory's or technique's known or potential error rate? 4, is there widespread acceptance of the technique in the scientific community? They also noted that unlike an ordinary witness, an expert is permitted wide latitude to offer opinions, including those that are not based on first-hand knowledge or observation. This is due to the assumption that the expert has a reliable base of knowledge and experience in their field. The court also discussed various other rules in the FRE and stated that Rule 403 permits the exclusion of relevant evidence, quote, if its probative value is substantially outweighed by the danger of unfair prejudice, confusion of the issue, or misleading the jury, end quote. In summary, Daubert v. Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1993, held that the Federal Rules of Evidence, or FRE, and not Frye v. U.S., provides the standard for admitting expert scientific testimony in a federal trial.